In this bulletin, Victoria records 9 new coronavirus cases and no deaths. New budget measures announced, including billions in infrastructure spending. And in sport, English Premier League champions Liverpool experience a heavy defeat to Aston Villa. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's chief health officer says the coronavirus has shown how contagious it can be, with the infection of 3 customers at a butcher shop in the Melbourne suburb of Chadstone. He says they were probably served by a staff member when they were most infectious, and even though they may not have been at the counter for very long, they were unlucky.
They have probably been in face-to-face contact, maybe not at that 1.5 metre distance, but that's not the only opportunity for this virus to transmit. You really decrease the risk of transmission, but if someone's very infectious, then the transmission is much more straightforward.
The state has recorded just 9 new COVID-19 cases and no deaths. The warm weather in Sydney has seen crowds head to the city's beaches. Waverley Council is urging people to stay away from beaches at Bondi, Cronulla and Randwick as they near capacity. They're asking people who may still be thinking about heading to the beach to rethink their plans. Meanwhile, New South Wales has marked its 10th consecutive day with 0 locally acquired coronavirus cases. The state has reported just 1 new infection, a return traveller in hotel quarantine. Queensland has recorded no new coronavirus cases, but the government is still appealing for more people to get tested for COVID-19. There are still 6 active cases of coronavirus in the state, including 5 in hospital. More than 18,000 tests were conducted in the past 24 hours, and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk called on Queenslanders to get tested if they are feeling unwell. Premier Palaszczuk has confirmed an investment deal with Virgin Australia is set to be signed off. Ms Palaszczuk said the 10-year deal would ensure the airline's headquarters stay in Queensland. The deal comes as the Queensland government also announced a partnership with Boeing that will see the first military aircraft to be designed, engineered and manufactured in Australia in more than 50 years. Ms Palaszczuk says the plan ticks many boxes.
It fits with our commitment to local jobs, to local suppliers, to advanced manufacturing and skills development, all part of Queensland's economic recovery plan.
Road and rail projects worth more than $7 billion are being fast-tracked to get the Australian economy moving again. Many projects are already in the planning stage and some are backed by funding commitments from state and territory governments. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the projects will speed up supply chains and create thousands of jobs.
That's what it's all about. It's about getting high-vis workers on the ground. It's more than that, though. It's also about the cafe providing the egg and bacon rolls nearby the worksite. It's about the motel providing the accommodation for those workers who may be finding themselves in rural and remote Australia, a place they've never been before, building a road that's going to provide such vital connectivity.
To football, for the first time since 1963, English Premier League champions Liverpool have conceded 7 goals in their match against Aston Villa. Liverpool was stunned by one of the most unexpected scorelines in the Premier League history. Aston Villa's new signing, Ollie Watkins, had never scored a Premier League goal before kickoff, but by halftime had scored a hat-trick. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp told the BBC his team's performance was riddled with errors.
We made too many mistakes, and massive mistakes, obviously. Start with the first goal, then I've maybe mixed it up when which was the second or third goal, what can happen with 7. But it looked like after the 1-0 we lost a little bit the plot.
This is the first time in 18 attempts that Aston Villa has beaten Liverpool at home. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 18. Melbourne, a shower or 2, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, rain at times, 20. Wollongong, cloudy, 20 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions and 21. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 28. Cairns, also cloudy, 30. And Darwin, a shower or 2 with a likely storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.